Inspired by Prison Justice Day, hundreds of prisoners have started a hunger strike in Toronto. Those being held at the Toronto East Detention Centre are protesting a number of conditions from healthcare to food to unexplained lockdowns. Lisa's someone who has heard about these conditions inside the jail firsthand. Her boyfriend has been detained there since May, and Lisa joins us on the phone from her home in Toronto to tell us more about what is happening inside the detention center. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So what's happening at this moment in the jail?
Well, all the prisoners, I believe there's 476 of them, have gone on a hunger strike as of this morning at 7 a.m. So they refused all their meals today, and as a result of that, they've been locked down.
So they've been locked in their cells. Have you been able to reach your boyfriend and talk to him at all?
Not at all.
And has anyone been able to contact to find out what's happening in there at this moment?
Not really. I was talking to a lady from the news, and she contacted the Corrections Canada or whatever it was, and they just released a statement saying that at 7 a.m., the prisoners refused their meal and the jail has been put into lockdown and they haven't released anything else.
And this is how you know about it? Or did you know in advance that they were planning this? Or was this a spontaneous
thing? Yeah, I was speaking to my boyfriend before they did it and, three-waying with them to talk to media and everything. I knew a couple days before that they were going to do it.
And so what got them to this point that they wanted to, all of them, do a hunger strike in the jail?
Well, they're really sick of just being treated like animals. I think their main concern was food and health care. Apparently, it's really hard for them to see a doctor, and if they get transferred in from another jail, their medications take about a month to 2 months to follow them. Meals are a huge thing. Anybody who wants halal meals or anything like that is not being provided with that, and vegetarians or vegans are not getting their proper meals. They're alleging, the prisoners that work in the kitchen are alleging that the guards are actually removing their meat. When, frozen chicken breast comes in, the guards are putting it in their trunks. And anybody who's been inside obviously knows what protein means to these guys. They're working out all day without any supplements, so they want their, their meat.
So that means that the prisoners are then not getting this meat because the guards are running off with it?
Yep, pretty much that's what I'm being told. I'm not in there, but that's what they're telling me.
Wow. And your boyfriend's been there a couple months. Has this been going on for all that time?
Yes.
And he's also been in other jails. What's he telling you, what's he told you about the difference at this jail compared to other stints he's had?
He was in some other jails in Northern Ontario. And, from his opinion, he's saying that he thinks it's kind of a racial thing. The Northern Ontario jails tend to be predominantly white, and it doesn't really happen up there. He said, they're treated pretty well. They get their yard, their food, and visits. And as soon as he came down to Toronto East, which is predominantly black, he is the only actually white guy on his range. All of a sudden, his rights just kind of went out the window.
Right. Sounds like the atmosphere is quite tense there.
I think it must be now that they've done the hunger strike.
Mm-hmm. And so you've gone in and visited there. What's your sense of the atmosphere or the conditions in the jail from being a visitor? What's that experience like?
Well, the jail's very run down. I believe it's pretty old and it seems pretty dirty. And he's told me, millions of times that it's really dirty in there. The other issue that we're having with visiting is, you'll call in the morning to make sure the visits are a go for the day, and you drive an hour and you get there and they put the jail on lockdown for no absolute reason. You're stuck without a visit.
So these lockdowns are kind of random and arbitrary. Is that another thing that they're protesting?
Yep. From what they're telling me is any long weekend, it's guaranteed they're locked down. And that's from their opinion because guards are taking time off and then the jail can't operate without full staff, so they just lock them down. And he said usually weekends with nice weather, it's the same thing.
So how does that happen? How do you coordinate to get every prisoner in the prison to do a hunger strike? It must be a little bit of organizing going on the inside there.
Yeah, it was just talking to people outside who would then call someone's girlfriend who would tell them when they call. And I think also during visits, the different ranges come down to the visiting center at the same time.
I mean, there's enough, obviously, common frustration with the conditions there that everybody's willing to participate in this.
Yes.
Because I think giving up food is not everyone's idea of a good time. I mean, particularly already when you're in jail.
Yeah, and as far as I know, they were prepared to do it for as long as possible. They didn't really have a date in mind where they're going to start eating again. They were going to try to go as long as humanly possible.
Wow. So, because tomorrow is Prison Justice Day, and it's a day to highlight conditions in the jail and a day that people fast anyways, how is their protest connected to Prison Justice Day?
Well, they've been frustrated for a long time, but they thought that they would wait until Prison Justice Day to get it going, to hopefully get some more attention on it and actually get a change out of the hunger strike as opposed to just people hearing about it.
And so what kind of support have they been getting either from the media or other organizations? Is there anything going on in terms of outside support for their protest?
Unfortunately, at this point, not really. So if anybody listening knows anyone in Toronto who might be able to support them and, you know, stand up with the media is interested in the story, but without being able to speak to them, because they're on lockdown, or without any sort of reputable person backing what they're saying up, they're not really willing to go on the news with it. So it's kind of just family and friends. You know, we're emailing, we're calling the media, we're doing what we need to do, but nothing's really happening.
So you mean they won't take the prisoner's word for their conditions? Is that what they're saying? They want some outside advocate to kind of...
Pretty much. That's kind of what's going on. So it's I understand their frustration because, you know, nobody's listening to them. And now that they did this, they've been put on lockdown immediately and there's just no contact. So I can't even get them in contact with the news.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds like you're in contact with some other family and friends of folks inside there. It sounds like you guys are getting yourselves organized a little bit. Do you have any particular plans of what you're going to do to offer support or to get the word out there?
Well, me, I'm actually on a hunger strike myself. I figured I'll not eat until he eats. But, I mean, other than that, like I said, I'm constantly calling the media, emailing everybody I can possibly think of, and other family members are doing that as well. But unfortunately, they didn't give me a lot of time. He only told me a couple days before, so I wish I could have done better, but I'm trying to get the word out now.
How do you think things will change in there after the hunger strike? What are you hopeful?
I hope that they're not doing it in vain, but at this point, without the media or any further attention on it, I don't know what would change. I'm doing my best to try to get it into the media and on the news, but at this point, the media is not going to pick it up until there is somebody reputable backing them.
Thanks so much for sharing this. We'll keep people posted, you know, next week on the show and on our website as to what's happening with this protest, this hunger strike. So thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Lisa from Toronto. Lisa's boyfriend is currently being held at the Toronto East Detention Center, and he's one of hundreds of prisoners who are currently on hunger strike, and they're protesting a number of conditions, including neglectful health care, lack of food, arbitrary lockdowns, and other inadequate conditions. And they're doing this inspired by August 10th, International Prison Justice Day. And as Lisa said, they're going to continue this hunger strike indefinitely. If you want to find out more, send messages of support, you can email Lisa, lisa84@rogers.com, or we will find out some more support information as it unfolds and post it on our website at prisonjustice.ca.